KX93.5 on a Monday. Good Monday morning. Ed sitting in for Tyler today, and good fortune would have it that I am. We have a great performer in-house, Hamish Anderson, an Australian-born blues rock singer-songwriter. I first got hip to him in 2013 with a song called How, where I thought to myself, wow, this stuff is really well written. Let's hear who this guy is. So now, a couple of years later, I have an opportunity to hear more stuff, as do you, from his forthcoming album, which is untitled at the moment. We'll discuss that with him as well. Let's get right into it. We're going to hear a song called You. Ladies and gentlemen, Laguna Beach, Hamish Anderson, and You.
Thank you.
Live in our Pearl Street studios, KX93.5 and Hamish Anderson. That song was called You. My goodness, man. You're as good as we said you would deliver, man. This is really good.
Thank you.
Hamish, thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, well, it was great stuff. Tell me about you. Tell me about the genesis of that song.
Yeah, very much. That was off my last album called Trouble, and it really was kind of the love song, ballad of the album, and yeah, we just, that was how I wrote it. And basically the album version has this kind of real, like an old soul song kind of feel to it, and this kind of hypnotic B3 organ. And it was just one that felt really special to all of us. And it was, a lot of people seemed to have responded to it.
Well, here in studio and watching you perform it, it's a song you can get lost in.
Yes.
You just get lost in that. So it's great. Great lyrics, number one, man.
Thank you.
Beautifully, beautifully told. Anyone in particular behind that story?
It's kind of a mixture of things, I guess. A mixture of people and also places, and even kind of being away from home and just not being able to kind of get rid of the feeling.
Right, right. And we got a lot of things to cover with you. You're a busy guy here. So most recently, and I want to cover this immediately, over at Billboard magazine, we did a little article on you. You got a few days worth of some decent press out of Billboard.
Yeah.
Gary Graff wrote the article, and Gary doesn't mess around with someone who's not interesting.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's, he's done great stuff about Springsteen and Neil Young and all
right.
My heroes.
But. And he made the great Tom Petty comparison and a Rolling Stones comparison.
Yeah, they're my two favorites, so I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, interesting article. If you have a chance, listeners, go ahead, check it out on Billboard. We're talking, of course, to Hamish Anderson. Hamish is an Australian-born blues singer-songwriter from Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne, Australia.
All right. Now, growing up in Melbourne, what's that like? Tell me about the scene. What's the scene like now?
I mean, it's great. Melbourne, I'm biased, but Melbourne for me is the best city in Australia.
Right.
And it's almost kind of like being in a little version of New York kind of in Australia. And it's just a great culture, great food culture, big coffee culture.
Right.
Great music scene. It's, they really kind of embrace arts and it's just a beautiful place. The weather can be really, really brutal. It's nice. It's winter there at the moment, so it's nice to be here where it's kind of away from all the cold and rain.
Now, you left in 2014.
Yeah.
To come out here.
Yeah, and I go back, you know, maybe once or twice a year, but yeah, basically since 2014, LA has been the base.
Now, when you go back, do you find yourself being more and more Californian back there and people are starting to notice it?
Might be, yeah. You probably have to ask my friends. They might. Sometimes people give you a hard time about the accent and saying you're losing it. I think I've held on all right.
I think you're holding on to the accent pretty good here. Now, you just recently toured Europe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me about Europe. Now, any favorite European cities that you played?
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot of stuff kind of in the Netherlands, so going to like Amsterdam and places like that. I'd been to Europe before, but never played over there.
Right.
And it was crazy. They're like just total guitar nuts.
Now, you're going to go crazy about this. We have probably 30 listeners on a regular basis that text in from Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
They check us out on they downloaded the app.
Oh, that's awesome.
They check us out. So right now you're getting some listeners.
Yeah, I love Amsterdam. It was just one of my favorites. It was awesome.
Now, you're not touring now, but in October and November, you're going to be doing some dates now out west here in October, right?
Yeah, west in October and then hopefully east in November. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be announcing some of that stuff.
You realize how cold it gets back east in November?
I know. I've done it once before. It is cold. That was what my mum said as soon as I said I was going to be over there. But yeah.
Now you're currently working on your second album.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right. Tell me some of the projects you'd like to put into the album. What's the vision for the second album?
I think it's kind of split in two halves. I think the first half, all the kind of bluesier, rockier side of things is very high energy, kind of probably dirtier than last time, a little grittier, very kind of wham bam, thank you ma'am, you know, really song oriented, hit in the face. And then the other side of it is kind of more exploring the kind of acoustic side, the more delicate. And I got to go into some things that last time on the album I didn't get to do, like more kind of like Beach Boys harmonies and just working with arrangements more. So yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's definitely a mixture of like blues, rock and roll, and then soul as well.
Are you feeling more freedoms as you're moving through your career, that now that you're a little more established, that you get more freedom as to what goes on your album?
Yeah, right? Definitely. And you just kind of, each time you don't want to do the same thing, but you kind of just want to take further what you've done before.
Right.
And I think definitely going in, I spent a long time over the summer in Australia, which was the end of last year, October, November, December, just writing for like 3 or 4 months. all these songs, and I'm working with the same producer as last time.
I was just about to ask you that. So same producer for this album?
Yeah, Jim Scott, who worked on a lot of my favorite Tom Petty records, and worked with Wilco and Tedeschi Trucks, and he really pushed me on this one about the writing, and we wanted it basically to be the songs were right at the forefront, and if you couldn't play it acoustically on a guitar, then it's not
album worthy.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a good song, and he really pushed me, and I'm really thankful of that, because I think we have 11 songs that are really strong and showcase all the different sides.
That's got to be quite an advantage to work with a producer who kind of knows you and you him.
Yeah,
so that's got to be a big advantage than walking in fresh and going, you know.
And I've never done it like that. This is my first time kind of working, you know, another time with the same producer. And it's nice because I think you can kind of pick up where you left off and then really trust each other and explore and go deeper.
All right. We're speaking to Hamish Anderson. If you're just tuning in, stick around. An amazing singer-songwriter, Australian blues and rock. He's about to give us another song. What's the next song you're going to give us here?
Yeah, I'm going to play, this is my new single called No Good.
Okay.
And this is the acoustic version.
All right. Live from the Pearl Street Studios, Hamish Anderson, No Good.
Don't say you love me, cause you know I don't go from there. Cut me loose just to turn around and call my babe. I needed your help, hey, when I was drowning on dry land. Thank you.
live in our Pearl Street studios. You're listening to Hamish Anderson, and that song was called No Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you the genesis of that one, too, because as I listen to it in my head, as it's rattling back and forth, I'm thinking, yeah, I guess this applies. this is fairly universal.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's the goal.
Now, yeah. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit maybe finding yourself in a situation that, you know, is doing you more harm than good and
right.
Trying to get away from that and kind of realizing that. And I wanted it to be more defiant than like defeatist. So.
Right. Now, are you a quick learner where that's concerned? Are you a fairly quick learner or does somebody have to beat you over the head with a stick for you to finally get something?
A little bit of both. I think that one was a little more get hit over the head with a stick.
And, yeah.
Shovel and baseball bat.
Kind of a hard head, by the way. Yeah. Which also helps that you have great management, by the way. I noticed that your manager...
She's running around the studio.
...is as great as it gets. Kristen is with us. It's as good as you get. I'm not even kidding. Very attentive.
She's a good egg.
She's absolutely got everybody on their toes, man. That's what you need to have. So congratulations.
Exactly.
Man. Good stuff, Kristen. I was always, my entire life, a huge fan of B.B. King. Mm-hmm. You had an opportunity to open for the great B.B. King.
Yeah, and me too. I was always a huge fan of B.B. King, and my dad raised me on B.B. King records, and it was crazy. It was like I came over to the U.S. in 2014, and I met my manager, Kristen, not long after, and I got a booking agent after that. And one of the first things they kind of pitched for and got was opening for B.B. King.
Wow.
And it was like my head just exploded. Wow. And yeah.
Kristen, take some money out of petty cash for that. Go ahead.
Exactly. Sounds good. But yeah, it was just crazy. It was like being able to open up for him. And the first show we did was in Phoenix. Right. And I remember... after a song, looking out in the audience, and George Benson was like right there, like standing up, clapping, and it was stuff like that was just
It's got to be an out of body experience, almost.
It's really crazy.
Well, congratulations on that, man. That was awesome. That's just awesome to read. You're involved with Chris Sharma. What's the relationship with Chris Sharma?
Yeah, Chris worked on. So basically, around that same time, I was recording my second EP. Right. Before I'd done the album and everything out in L.A.
That was Restless.
Yeah, Restless. Right. And I met Chris, and I was a huge fan of his because of his work with the Rolling Stones.
Right.
And
right.
He engineered records for them, like some of their later records that I really, really dig, like A Bigger Bang and that stuff. And the blues one, they just did the Blue and Lonesome.
Yes.
And we hit it off, and he was really interested in the songs. And that was a really great, great learning experience. And just, that was really the start of really, for me, the whole thing of recording... like live with the whole band,
right.
Everyone playing together. And if you can get a great vocal in the take, that's really what's going to make that magic happen.
It's got to be such a great feeling. I just can't imagine the feeling, first of all, of, yeah, man, look, I'm whole band in it right now.
Yeah,
man.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool. Now you're going back to Australia soon? You're traveling back?
Yeah, I might be going back just for about a month to do some stuff over there. And then, coming back in October for the shows over here.
Okay, now, in December 2016, I don't want to embarrass you about this, but in 2016, you were voted one of the 10 best new artists.
Yeah, it was
That's
nice.
Pretty tasty, man. Yahoo Music,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was a good Christmas.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah.
And in 2015, your song Burn got profiled by the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
And it's still, they're still raving about it, man. So
it's nice. Yeah.
Dude, you've got so much going for you right now. When are you coming up with a title for the 2019 album?
It's going to be soon. Kristen's on me about doing it all the time, and it's getting down to the wire. But there's a couple of ideas, but it's so hard. It's surprising how easy it is to kind of record the album, get all that done, and then the one thing, like a title, just seems to be like a roadblock.
Right. I would imagine that's got to be the hardest thing. You want it to be perfect,
but
you don't want it to go over the top, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, have you thought of a self-titled thing?
I did. My first EP was self-titled.
Okay.
So we're thinking almost maybe Hamish, they were saying, because everyone calls me Hamish over here as well. So
okay, yeah. I actually had to figure out the pronunciation too. So yeah.
It could be a good way. It could be like Prince.
I guessed right on the first one. So I pretended I was smart.
No one would have known.
Now, the song you just sang, which was No Good, sounds completely different.
Yeah.
If we were to play it, which we will be playing here in a second, right?
That's the way, when you come see us live, I mean, I love doing solo stuff, but when you come see us live, it's like the record. It's hardcore kind of rock and blues.
Right.
It's a trio, so it's me on guitar, and vocals, bass player, drummer. And, you know, it's very much kind of that big kind of
Right. Now, when we have you back, and we will, we want you to bring everybody, man. Yeah, let's do a whole band.
They didn't want to wake up early. I had to get up early.
Lazy. Yeah. So are you, and again, you sound fantastic this early in the day.
Yeah, it's early.
How does someone do that?
I'm never awake this early. So.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Yeah, you too.
This is Hamish Anderson live in our Pearl Street studios. He just sang You and No Good, and you're going to hear No Good now off Spotify. The non-stripped-down version.
Yeah.
Hey, Hamish, how can people get in touch with you? Where can we find your music? Give us everything about getting in contact with you without actually stalking you, of course.
Yeah, my home address, no. if you go to hamishandersonmusic.com, that's the website, and from that you can find Facebook and Instagram and Spotify and all that junk, and that's the easiest way. Yeah.
Will you be my Facebook friend? That's all I got. All I got is Facebook, man. Be my Facebook friend. All right, Hamish Anderson in our Pearl Street studios, and this is the studio version of No Good.
I see what I should have seen. Yeah.
That's Hamish Anderson, today's in-studio guest at our Pearl Street Studios, KX 93.5.